From the New Jersey Times, I'm Olingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. The skyrocketing price of cryptocurrencies has turned early investors into overnight millionaires, while traditional financial experts caution against risky investments. A new breed of young investor continues to pour money into these currencies. Today, an interview with Robbie Malik, a millennial financial advisor, on how to invest your money. It's Friday, May 14th. Robbie, thank you for being here.
Stoked to be here, Doge.
Doge?
Yeah, that's what we in the Dogecoin community use instead of dog.
Oh, right. So you invested in the cryptocurrency Dogecoin. Could you tell us what happened?
Of course, Doge. So look, instead of buying a house this year, I invested all my money in Dogecoin, and it's gone up by like 10x. So bruh, I'm a millionaire now, and it's all just chilling in Doge. And I want to teach others how to do the same.
And do you have a background in financial analysis?
No, bro. Everything I learned from the school of life. Don't get me wrong, all right? I also do a lot of reading.
Oh, what do you read?
Mainly like YouTube comments.
Mm-hmm. So you invested in Dogecoin, but the creator of Dogecoin made it as a joke to mock what he perceived as greedy libertarians who were wrongly investing in cryptocurrencies.
All right. I hear that. But the way I see it, Dogecoin is like the Doritos Loco Taco. All right. It might have started out as a joke, but so many people bought it. Now we treat it seriously.
And stepping back, what exactly is a cryptocurrency?
Bro, that's how I know you're not a crypto guy. All right. You're asking the wrong questions. It doesn't even matter what it is. What matters is, are people investing in it?
But surely people are going to invest in it only if it's something that will be used.
Now, that's the old way, Doge. I teach all millennial investors, before you invest, you look at three criteria. First, are people hyping it up on TikTok? Second, are celebrities using it? Third, does it have a fun name?
A fun name?
Yeah. Like Berkshire Hathaway. That sounds lame, okay? That's why no one will ever invest in that. But Dogecoin sounds fun. Dogecoin. It's a party in my mouth, like a Loco Taco.
And why do celebrities affect your investment portfolio?
Bruh, look around. We don't want to do actual research, but us millennials will do anything celebrities tell us to. All right? Kim Kardashian got so popular, girls are sticking implants in their butts, which, by the way, I advise all millennials to invest in.
To invest in getting implants or in a company that makes implants?
Both. There's a new startup out there called Kimplants. It'll pop for sure.
Okay, but none of your three criteria looks at profitability or the stock price relative to...
None of your criteria center look at the profitability. Bro, are you 80? All right, you invest in whatever you think is going to be hot. And then the ones that flame out, you never talk about. And the ones that do hit, you make a TikTok dance about it.
But if it's a bad company...
No, Doge. We're millennials. We don't care. Stock prices are just memes to us. And your goal is to pick the ones that will go viral. That's why we like Doge. We're tired of looking at Benjamin Franklin on our money. We want to see Kermit sipping tea.
We'll be right back.
What happens when a man tries to open a computer store in Cleveland, Ohio? Not interested in this premise? What if I told you that this man is black? Now you feel guilty, don't you? Good. That's what we're counting on. Showtime presents the new series, Black Computer Store Owner, starring Cuba Gooding Jr. as the black computer store owner. Remember, if you don't watch it, you're racist.
Before the break, Robbie, you were telling us about the criteria you advise millennials to use when they're considering investments.
Yeah, we put the dumb in dumb rich.
So walk me through some other investments you're into.
All right, so I'm opening up Twitter right now. Okay, SpongeBob is trending. So I'm going to buy $10,000 worth of stock in SpongeBob memes.
You can buy stock in SpongeBob memes.
Doge, get on Robinhood. All right. You can buy stock in anything.
Okay. Now, what will you do?
Okay. So now I'm going on Reddit and telling everyone to buy this stock.
But surely a post on Reddit is not going to impact the stock price.
Okay. The stock just went up 20%.
What?
Yeah. See, this is how we stick it to the hedge funds. They think SpongeBob isn't worth it, but we decide.
But isn't this just like a casino, like placing a bet on roulette and then taking credit if it happens to hit?
Huh. Bro, that's a good point. I'm going to go invest in red.
What?
Yeah, like the color on a roulette table. Okay, I just put down another 10,000 on red.
But this is just gambling at this
point. Ooh, Elon Musk just tweeted that he loves red. The stock price of red just quadrupled.
It feels like the value of these things could plummet at any moment.
Nah, Doge. It's trending. Look, the price of Dutch tulip bulbs are also trending. I'm going to tell everyone to pour money into that. That'll never drop.
But aren't you scared that you're misleading people into investing in things that don't have intrinsic value?
Doge, scared money don't make money. That's the difference between millennials and these so-called experts. You think we're peddling a get-rich scheme, but it's not that.
What is it?
It's a get-rich meme.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Finding a therapist is hard, but let's be honest. Even apps like BetterHelp that claim to be cheap can still cost a pretty penny. Hi, I'm Frank Stevens, and that's why I created Not So Good Help, a free therapy app for people who can't afford therapy. We cut costs by hiring therapists who aren't licensed. These people will just yell at you. Other times we claim it's a therapist, but you'll just be speaking to someone else who's using the app. Most of the times you'll just be talking to me. And I've got loads of issues. So download the app today. Because like my free therapist tells me, not so good is also not so bad.
Here's what else you need to nerd. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he will offer a pardon to all Floridians who have been charged with violating pandemic rules. DeSantis said he will also offer to revive all the Floridians who have died from people who violated the pandemic rules. And in order to incentivize vaccinations, Ohio announced it will enter vaccinated residents into a lottery and the winner will get $1 million. Not to be outdone, New Jersey announced it will enter vaccinated residents into a lottery and the winner will get to move away from New Jersey. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you on Monday.